Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
My friends, the scripture readings for this weekend are incredibly unique. Why? Because they all point to one specific message. We often hear that phrase, well, the stars are aligned. And when they are aligned, they point to a specific or special message. Well, in this case, the scripture readings, all three of them, point to one special message. And that is reminding us of the three roles that we promise God at the time of our baptism to live out. The role of priest, prophet, and king. If we are to live a life in Christ, we are to live out all three of those roles, each and every day of our life. Yet what also is unique is that each of those three roles that we must live out all lead us to the cross. In the first reading, we have Jeremiah reminding us of our role, our baptismal role of being a prophet. We all must preach the Word of God to the world. Now we have to understand the context in which the first reading is set in. The Israelites, as well as Jeremiah, have been conquered by the Babylonians and have been taken into exile as slaves. Babylon is in present-day Iraq. For year upon year upon year, the Israelites have prayed that God would rescue them from their slavery, but he never did. After a while, now the Israelites decide to take matters into their own hands. They will go to the king of Babylon and negotiate a deal so as to release themselves from the king of Babylon, go back to Israel, and yet still remain loyal subjects to the Babylonians, loyal to not only their government, but also to their religion. Now, Jeremiah steps in, and he tells them that God wants them to have faith, to trust in God, that there is a plan to rescue them. They just have to have faith. Yet, the Israelites, they don't want to listen to Jeremiah. Yet, Jeremiah perseveres. He continues to preach the same message. Trust in God. Have faith. God will rescue us. What's important to note is that God gave Jeremiah the gift of foreseeing the future. Jeremiah saw that after a while, the Persian Empire would rise up and conquer the Babylonians. Furthermore, King Cyrus, the king of the Persian Empire, would then allow the Israelites to go back home to Israel, free from their slavery. Yet after a while, the Israelites make fun of Jeremiah. As it says, he is an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Jeremiah is so frustrated, he doesn't want to do this anymore. In fact, he quits. Now, it's so interesting. Jeremiah, I think, in all of sacred scripture, is the one prophet that essentially tells God, I don't want this job. I quit. I resign. That's why Jeremiah says, I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will not speak his name no more. Yet what Jeremiah is going to realize is that we cannot quit on God because God does not quit on us. That's why Jeremiah says, but then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. This fire that is in Jeremiah is the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah tried to suppress the Holy Spirit, tried to contain it, but he realizes he cannot. The fire that is burning inside Jeremiah, the Holy Spirit, is so strong that Jeremiah recognizes he cannot quit. He must continue to be the prophet for the Israelites, to be God's representative here on earth. My friends, that same fire that existed in Jeremiah is the fire of the Holy Spirit that rushed into our souls at the time of our baptism and is now reminding us of one of the roles that we must live out in our life, the role of prophet. We must preach the Word of God to people in this world. Now, I'm not saying that we have to stand on a corner and preach the Word of God, literally. If you do, people will probably think you're crazy, maybe even have you locked up. What I mean by this is we must preach the Word of God by how we live our life. St. Francis of Assisi would always tell his young novice monks, preach the Word of God always, and if necessary, use words. I'll say that again. Preach the Word of God always, and if necessary, use words. Essentially, what St. Francis was teaching his monks, and now us, is that we can preach the Word of God. We can be a prophet to people in this world by simply how we conduct our lives, how we behave. By our words as well as by our actions, we can be a prophet in this world. Our life must be a prophetic call to all those people that we come in contact with, our friends, our family, our neighbors, our coworkers. Yet realize, when we live out this role as prophet, we live it out under the shadow of the cross. Just like Jeremiah was laughed at, ridiculed, and scorned, well, so too will we be. Sometimes people will laugh at us, ridicule us, in how we live our life, in fidelity to the teachings of Christ and His church. You see this from time to time on TV, people making fun of Catholics or the Catholic Church. Well, that's okay. In fact, let them take their best shot. When they do, we, like Jeremiah, will call upon the Holy Spirit to be a source of strength and perseverance for us. In the second reading, St. Paul is now reminding us of the second baptismal role that we must live out in our life. That's the role of priest. Don't get me wrong. When I say priest, I don't mean ordained priest. We are called to live out the life of a priest in the form of sanctification, making ourselves holy. Essentially, we have to live holy lives. That's why Paul says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Now realize, in the ancient world, the Israelites were always offering sacrifices to God. These sacrifices came in the form of animals, sheep, goat, oxen. Now, it's also worthy to note, the animals that were sacrificed to God were not the run-of-the-mill, beaten-down old animals that the Israelites could not sell at the marketplace or refuse to eat. No, they were the very best of animals. They were the ones that were spotless and pure. Realize, the Israelites offered these sacrifices for atonement of sins, for thanksgiving, for worship and praise of God, and they offered the very best that they had in animals, as a showing of their deep love and reverence for God. Now Paul is telling us, as well as the Israelites of his time, stop offering these animal sacrifices. Instead, offer yourself as a sacrifice. That's why he writes, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. My friends, what we have to offer God is the very best of what we have, which is our life. Offer your heart, your mind, and your soul to God. That's all that God ever wants. Yet Paul says specifically, the sacrifice that we offer of ourselves must be holy and pleasing to God. Therefore, Paul now is referencing the moral life. We must live good, holy, and moral lives. If we are to offer ourselves up to God, if we are to give God the very best that we have, yet once again, we must recognize that we live this role of priest, making ourselves holy in the shadow of the cross. It's difficult to live a moral life sometimes in our culture. There are certain aspects of our society that are countercultural to what we believe in or value as Catholics. There are certain elements in our society that really work against the moral life. For example, there are certain aspects of our society that promote the destruction of life, whether at conception or natural death. There are certain aspects of our society that promote sexual immorality, as well as the exploitation of women. There are certain aspects of our society that promote moral relativism, in which we, individually, are the sole arbiters of truth, rather than God. Furthermore, there are certain aspects of our society that promote this narcissistic attitude that only the young, the beautiful, and the strong are to be raised up, glorified, and admired. Well, we must avoid those temptations. Instead, we must listen to Paul, who is reminding us about the second baptismal role we must live out every day, the role of priest, sanctifying, making ourselves holy. My friends, we must offer ourselves to God each and every day of our life as a fitting sacrifice, and we must strive to the best of our abilities to live a holy and moral life. After all, God does deserve the very best that we have to offer. Finally, in the gospel, Jesus is reminding us now of the third baptismal role that we must live out, and that is of king. King, which means shepherd or leader. More often than not, we must lead by example. Saint Augustine once wrote, "Nothing great is ever achieved without suffering." Essentially, discipleship comes at cost. That's why Jesus specifically says in the gospel, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Jesus is telling us something that is very clear. No Christian ever lives the gospel without eventually encountering the cross. My friends, it's a basic spiritual truth that the life that we share with Jesus Christ, yes, is a call to a heroic yet self-sacrificing love. And so, yes, we must lead people. We lead people by embodying the teachings of Christ in our daily lives. We accept and try to live out our baptismal roles of priest, prophet, and king to the best of our abilities, realizing that we live these roles in the shadow of the cross. And if the burden of that cross, if the weight of it proves too much for us to carry the weight, then we must rely upon one another for support. And that's the beauty of a faith community. We must become the Simon of Cyrene for others. Like Simon of Cyrene, who was pulled out of the crowd and helped Jesus carry the cross, bear the burden, shoulder the weight of the cross, so too must we help others in carrying their cross. If we know of someone who's having a difficult time bearing the weight of their cross, then we must help them. My friends, the readings for this weekend do an incredible job, one that is incredibly unique in reminding us of one specific lesson, that we have an obligation from the time of our baptism to live out the three roles that we promise God: the role of priest, prophet, and king. We must embrace these roles. Granted, they're not always easy to live out, because we live them out under the shadow of the cross. But we must. We must live out these roles. For if we want to rise with Jesus on Easter, we also have to share in his work of redemption on Good Friday. And may the peace and the mercy of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.